Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
Now, high-speed rail seems like a no-brainer. Faster travel, less pollution, job creation. But the process to build these bullet trains in the U.S. has been on anything but a fast track. The Obama administration has $10.5 billion to invest in modernizing the rails, and yet some states are saying, no thanks. Joe Szabo is the Federal Railroad Administrator and a man with a deep heritage in the industry.
I'm a fifth-generation railroader. We go back to the late 1800s with my great-great-grandfather who worked for the Chicago, Burlington, and Quincy. My father was a 40-year railroader, so I followed his footsteps into the industry.
Now, along with the U.K., I think the United States is the oldest train country in the world, but we are certainly far from the most advanced. What's the outlook now for high-speed rail in the U.S.?
This is the first president in the United States to really have a vision for rail since Abraham Lincoln and his vision to construct the Transcontinental Railroad 150 years ago. And so since President Obama has made this a priority, we've been able to, from scratch, put a program together. Less than a year ago, we made the first announcements on the first selections for awards. And 2 years later, we're actually seeing construction start.
After President Obama announced his rail plan, a number of states really said, we're not terribly interested. I think Ohio, Wisconsin have really dropped out of this process. And your administration now has shifted this money to California and Florida, which are more shovel-ready. Why are these states opting out of federal largesse for rail?
If a state chooses not to move forward with passenger rail at this time, certainly that's their right. The competition for the dollars is very, very immense. And so it's very easy for us to shift those resources to those states that are serious about moving forward, that understand the importance of providing options. We believe that this program is not only an important part of improving mobility, but has great potential to be a job developer. Studies indicate that 20,000 manufacturing and construction jobs are created for each $1 billion of rail investment.
Now, in California, the notion of a high-speed rail between Los Angeles and San Francisco has, perhaps it's the most anticipated of high-speed rails here in this country. But in California, there's a budget problem for the state. Even with the federal government helping out, can California afford to pay the bill here?
Yeah, there's no question that California, probably even more than any other state, is well-positioned to achieve their vision. You know, the voters there have passed a bond issue that has set aside matching funds for the federal dollars. And so their markets, their population density, the distances between San Francisco and L.A. just have tremendous potential.
Now, the big vision for these lines is to hook up and have a national high-speed rail system. And I guess that would be pretty big government and a pretty big tab, $1 trillion, I think, to do something like that. How justifiable would it be to have a national high-speed rail system?
Well, actually, I need to debunk that myth. The vision is not to have high-speed rail lines that run from New York to Los Angeles. In those cases, air is clearly a more efficient mode. And so this is more a matter of understanding those regions where intercity passenger rail actually ends up being a more efficient mode than short-haul regional flights or trying to drive your automobile. So it's a matter of allowing each mode to do what it's most efficient at doing. And in many markets, rail is, in fact, the most efficient mode.
Your dream for the next golden spike to be driven?
Well, I don't know that there's a single golden spike. I'd like to see a series of golden spikes as these projects come to fruition in California and Florida, in the Midwest, in the state of Illinois, the improvements that are being made to the Down East or up in Maine. That's a great little project up there. The service in Vermont, and seeing the next generation of upgrades to the Northeast Corridor. So I'm looking forward to seeing progress made in several different regions across the country.
Joe Sabo is the Federal Railroad Administrator. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Pleasure talking with you.